Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ke Jai. Try and get these colors right. It's tricky sometimes, I tell you. Sure. What now? No, not that. All right, anyway, reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. And we are going to begin with verse 19. Anyway, that's going to have to do, I'm afraid. Verse 19. So just to catch up from last week, the Rath Yatra is going on. We read the very detailed, very substantial and very amazing description in the 13th chapter of Lord Chaitanya dancing in the Rath Yatra. And, oh, what a dramatic description. And then the conversation that Lord Chaitanya was having from the position of Srimati Radharani with Lord Krishna about returning to Vrindavan. So that was there. And now we read in this chapter, so that brought the chapter 13 to a conclusion. Now, this chapter is called The Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. We're just in the very beginning of it. And the Rath Yatra is going on. It is still going on. But at some point in the middle of the Rath Yatra, at some point during the Rath Yatra, they reach a certain place and the Rath Yatra stops. Of course, the Rath Yatra stops here and there anyway, because of Lord Chaitanya, his dancing. But now the Rath Yatra stopped just because it's part of the program at that point. At that point, opposite certain gardens, I forget the name, the Rath Yatra stops, and the local Brahmin devotees, they come out from their homes and they offer Jagannath different food preparations which they have prepared themselves. The families, the Brahmin families have prepared themselves. So we read about that, and in the course of that, in the course of that, on the suggestion, on the prompting of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and maybe some others also, but his name was mentioned, the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, dressed himself as just a regular devotee. I wonder what that means. Maybe just put on simple white cloth, something like that. It was something, definitely something like that. Nothing special at all. And he went into that garden and approached Lord Chaitanya and began to recite. Well, Lord Chaitanya, let's just have a look here. Where are we now? So Lord Chaitanya entered the garden, and it doesn't actually say which garden, but it entered a garden. And entered the garden. The garden, the garden. Anyway, yeah, all right. So, the Balagandhi, yes, right, the Balagandhi garden, and took rest. And Maharaj Prataparudra came in, as we said, dressed as a regular devotee, just very regular person, nothing special, massaged the Lord's legs, which the Lord found very nice. He appreciated that. And then Maharaj Prataparudra started reciting verses from the Gopi Gita, that particular part of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya became just completely overwhelmed by this. Completely overwhelmed by this. And he himself, at least there's the one particular verse, very famous verse. Acha. Apni moto moti achi. Apni moto moto moti achi. Okay, tikache. Ami, I am too. Ami, also. And Lord Chaitanya started repeating this particular verse and the particular line that you are the most blissful person. What is it now? That Burida, Burida Jana, Burida, Burida. Lord Chaitanya was repeating this. And then embraced the king, apparently not knowing who the king was. Yes, so what an amazing situation. And the Lord asked the king, "Who are you?" And the king did not say, "Well, I'm the king, actually." The king just said, "My Lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you'll accept me as the servant of your servants." And the Lord was very pleased with that. Let's just now start reading here from verse 19. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Aishvarya Dekaila Kareha Nakahibe E Nisheda Karila. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king. Perhaps still not aware externally that the king was the king. And he forbade the king to disclose this to anyone. Nishade, nisheda karila. We see. You know, it's funny how we pick up words sometimes. I mentioned the use of Purush the other day for men, if you recall. Here, nisheda karila. Nisheda is more Sanskrit form. But here and there in India, you see the sign, Dumrapan Nishet. Means, don't spit pan here. And I've seen that many times. And I picked up the word and I realized, oh, okay, it is forbidden to spit this stuff. In the railway stations and places like that. Anyway, Kareha na kahibe e nisheda karila. The Lord forbade the king to explain about, particularly his displaying some of his Aishvarya dekila. He showed some of his divine potencies, divine opulences. Rajahena jnana kabo nakaila prakasha antare sakala janen bahire udasa. Although within his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening externally, he did not disclose it, nor did he disclose that he knew he was talking with King Prataparudra. This very amazing exchange. Prataparudra bhagya deki bhaktagana rajare prashamse sabe anandita mane. The devotees understood. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon King Prataparudra, the devotees praised the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Their minds became open and blissful when they saw that the king got special good fortune, you know. I'm sure many of them felt we didn't get mercy like that. You know, it wasn't a large number of people who had really like, really intimate exchanges with Lord Chaitanya. There were some who did and some who did regularly. Sri, Sri Radha Radhanath, Sri Giri Govardhan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. There were some who did regularly, like Savaboma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar Goswami. I guess they were the main ones, really. Lord Nityananda, of course, when he was there, he left after some time. But anyway, there was some small number. And others, you know, they were around, but they were not regularly engaged in very close exchanges with Lord Chaitanya. Anyway, let's read the purport here. This is characteristic of a pure Vaishnava. He is never envious if another devotee receives the mercy and strength of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A pure Vaishnava is very happy to see a person elevated in devotional service. Unfortunately, there are many so-called Vaishnavas who become envious to see one actually recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a fact that no one can preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message without receiving the special mercy of the Lord. This is known to every Vaishnava. Yet, there are some envious people who cannot tolerate the expansion of this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. They find fault with the preacher who has spread this movement and do not praise him for the excellent service he has rendered in fulfilling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Well, in case we didn't pick it up, but I imagine we all did, Prabhupada's talking about himself in very, you might say, I don't know what you'd say, straightforward terms. They do not praise him for the excellent service he has rendered, which is definitely a fact. I mean, inconceivably excellent service. But if no one else was going to say it, in order to bring out this extremely important point in Krishna consciousness about not being envious, Prabhupada brought the point out himself. He did that from time to time. Yes. But otherwise, the principle is here, and it's such an important principle that different devotees, get special mercy from the Lord from time to time. These things happen. And we also get some special mercy sometimes, but there may be occasions when someone gets some special mercy and for whatever reason, maybe our mind is a little disturbed or we're facing some challenge or whatever, some sort of something like that might happen. But some other devotee gets some special mercy. And, well, particularly in the earlier days, but anyway, whatever. But the other devotee who sees this may just feel a little disappointed. Not just, disappointed, let us say, means envious, but let's say disappointed, and then not appreciate, and actually feel, why him and not me, or her, why not me? And even a devotee may hope, at least subtly, internally, that I hope they don't do too well. I hope they don't do too well, because then I'll look a little foolish. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, talks about that I hope you don't do well. Yeah. It's terrible. It's really terrible. It's just like grossly materialistic consciousness. But rather, as here, the devotees, many of whom were probably not embraced by Lord Chaitanya. He embraced some devotees, but at least from the descriptions, it doesn't seem he necessarily just was embracing just everyone, here and there, just a program of embracing. According to the descriptions, not every devotee got embraced, but the king got embraced. But the Vaishnavs, Prataprudrera Bhagya Deki, seeing his Bhagya, his good fortune, Bhakta Gane, Rajare, Prashamse, Sabe, they all praised him. Anandita Mane, with blissful minds, Prabhupada says, their minds became open and blissful. So, and this Prabhupada says, this is a characteristic of a pure Vaishnav. We are not pure Vaishnavs. Now, we would very much like to become, but, you know, oh, Hare Krishna, this material world, our conditioning, and, you know, various things put together. Sure, yeah. It is a hope, though. We read the other night, Asha Banda, the hope of Rupa Goswami. Some of you were there. And Rupa Goswami is just saying, I'm like this, and I'm like that, and I'm like something else. And above all, I don't have a good birth. Well, I can join you on that one. Son of a Dobie Walla. Krishna. Yeah. But still, he says, still, after repeating all these things, still, I'm praying. I would really like to go back to Godhead. Yes. So, but otherwise, the pure Vaishnav, and we must appreciate these points and try to cultivate and aspire for and really try in genuine ways to actually see and appreciate when another devotee gets some special mercy. Because then we'll get special mercy. So this is a very important part of Krishna consciousness. Being envious, it's part of tamagun. Part of tamagun and a certain amount of rajagun. It's certainly not part of sattvagun, and what to speak of shuddha sattva. It's really part of the lower aspects of material life. And part of making progress in Krishna consciousness is to recognize when different things, lower parts of material life, come upon us. And then do whatever we can to get free from them, including, highly recommended, pray to Lord Nityananda. Where's my bead bag anyway? It's all right. Don't worry. It's all right. But there's Lord Nityananda on my bead bag. It's very nice. I'm really appreciating it, actually, last couple of days. But unfortunately, envy is so powerful. Envy is so powerful. You know, I mentioned the other day how Prabhupada made the point that his godbrothers, actually some of them, really never helped him, and even worse, they did many things to try to put him off and just make life difficult for him. And the last thing they could do was really express some appreciation from Prabhupada. I'm actually just trying to find that. Yeah, here it is. Look at this. Dear Gurudas, I am in due receipt of your letter named August 23rd, 1972, and I've noted the contents carefully. Do not be depressed. All along, my godbrothers gave me only depression, repression, compression, but I continued strong in my duty. Ah, Krishna. You know, Prabhupada's just so amazing. So never mind, there is some discouragement. Continue with your work and full enthusiastic Krishna consciousness, attitude of service. Okay. All right. Anyway, I've seen the letter of Shamsundar. I guess that's where the problem came from. And it is not meant to be critical. It is factual. But they want to make some solution by helping you only. That is the purport. All right. Okay. So, yes, this is something we have to be mindful of ourselves as a sadhana for us. We have to make some effort to progress. Although ultimately the mercy of the Lord is the main thing, just mercy is the main thing. But we do have to make our efforts. So when in any situation, but particularly like this where some envy is there within ourselves for any reason, but particularly like here, some other devotee got the mercy, has done something wonderful and really done some service, recognizable service. If we see we're becoming envious, sure, we must really try and do something about it. Let us continue. Dandavat kari raja bahire chalila yodahasta kari sabha bhaktire vandila. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king went outside. Madhyana Karila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagana Vaninatha Prasada Lana Kaila Agamana. After this, Vaninath Roy brought all kinds of prasadam and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted lunch with the devotees. Sarvabhauma Ramananda Vaninatha Diya Prasada Pata La Raja Bahuta Kariya. The king also sent a large quantity of prasadam through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, and Vaninath Roy. Balagandhi Bogera Prasad Uttama Ananta Nisakadi Prasada Aila Yara Nahi Anta. The prasadam sent by the king had been offered at the Balagandhi festival and included uncooked milk products and fruits. It was all of the finest quality and there was no end to the variety. I'll just read the verses. There's a whole list here of the different foodstuffs. I'm sure breakfast will be very nice also. There'll be plenty of Mahaprasadam. There's more now, right? A few devotees went, unfortunately, but the same amount of Mahaprasad. So, anyway. All right. There were curd, fruit juice, coconut, mango, dried coconut, jackfruit, various kinds of bananas and palm fruit seeds. Whew. There were also oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, almonds, dried fruit, raisins, and dates. There were hundreds of different types of sweetmeats, like Manohar Laddu, sweets like Amrita Gutika, and various types of condensed milk. There were also papayas and saravati, a type of orange, and also crushed squash. There were also regular cream, fried cream, and a type of puri made with cream. Hare Krishna. How do you make a puri with cream? There were also the sweets known as Hari Vallabha. Acha. It's the name of a sweet too. and sweets made of senna tea flowers, Karpura flowers, and mulla tea flowers. We have mulla tea, I think, here, isn't it? Well, it's one of the jasmines. I'm sure we have mulla tea here. There were pomegranates, sweets made with black pepper, sweets made with fused sugar, and amriti jalebi. Wow. Amriti jalebi. Oh, it's a jalebi. It's a jalebi. Made with rice powder and chickpea flour, mixed with yogurt, fried in ghee, and immersed in sugar water. There were lotus flower sugar, a kind of bread made from urad dal, crispy sweetmeats, sugar candy, fried rice sweets, sesame seed sweets, and cookies made from sesame seeds. There were sugar candy sweetmeats formed into the shape of orange, lemon, and mango trees, and arranged with fruits, flowers, and leaves. Wow, that's amazing. There were yogurt, milk, butter, buttermilk, fruit juice, a preparation made of fried yogurt and sugar candy, and salty mung dal sprouts with shredded ginger. We are familiar with that. That's nice. Oh, there were also various types of pickles. Lemon pickle, berry pickle, and so on. Indeed, I am not able to describe the variety of food offered to Lord Jagannath. And Srila Prabhupada says, in verses 26 to 34, these ones we just read, the author describes the various foods offered to Lord Jagannath. He has described them as far as possible, but he finally admits his inability to describe them completely. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw half the garden filled with a variety of prasadam, he was very satisfied. Well, okay. I'll read the next one. We should finish, right? 8:20. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully satisfied just to see how Lord Jagannath accepted all the food. Purport. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Vaishnava should be fully satisfied simply to see a variety of food offered to the deity of Jagannath or Radha Krishna. A Vaishnava should not hunger for a variety of food for his own sake. Rather, his satisfaction is in seeing various foods being offered to the deity. Giriraj Maharaj once told me a story. And that was some years ago too. How he was with some Brahmins, meaning, you know, the traditional Brahmins in India, who were doing an offering of bhoga to some deity. And the Brahmins said, during the offering, we have to go in, and we have to check the offerings as Brahmins. It's our duty. And so they did. They went in and checked the offerings and came out, and I forget exactly how it happened, but it became obvious they had been checking out the different preparations and deciding which ones they wanted. Maybe they just told Maharaj they do that, because the Lord eats through the mouths of the Brahmins. But Do you know that story? He told me some story like that. Yeah. When they were somewhere in India. In his Govashtaka, Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Chatur Vidashi Bhagavat Prasada Swadana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan, Kritveva Triptin Bhajata Sadeva, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasadam, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master's duty is to engage his disciples in preparing varieties of nice foods to offer the deity. After being offered, this food is distributed as prasadam to the devotees. These activities satisfy the spiritual master, although he himself does not eat or require such a variety of prasadam. By seeing to the offering and distribution of prasadam, he himself is encouraged in devotional service. If he sees the disciples are offering nice things nicely, in other words, the mood is a very devotional mood. Spiritual master feels very satisfied because he knows he will also get some mercy from that, from the Lord. And, you know, for what it's worth, I do have, every evening, almost, I have a little Mahaprasadam, just to check. I mean, and also it tastes nice. But I was told I should eat in the evening. That's before I wasn't even eating in the evening for years, pretty much. But to check. And should I report back? It varies. Sometimes it's really nice. Other times, I mean, it's never like, you know, what do these devotees think they're doing? It's never like that. But sometimes, you see, you know, that it would have been nice if it had been done better. And, you know, the South African fascination with the South African roti is interesting. Anyway, no comment. It's interesting. Krishna. But the devotees are trying, and particularly when there's a shortage of hands. But it's so, if nice things are offered to the deity, it's really nice. I used to cook or assist Subhag Maharaj in Berry Place, London. And, you know, actually cook some things. But he was the main one. He would get so inspired about the different things we're cooking and how it's going to be a nice offering and such a nice atmosphere of devotion. Yes. Hare Krishna. I mean, there's more we could say, but Hare Krishna. So, okay, that's it, because we have to finish early. And Rukmini Mataji's not here. Or Jai Sachinandan Prabhu. He's cooking. Okay. Very nice. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.